the subject matter advertised that I'm going to speak about, which wasn't the subject matter that I expressly said I would speak about, because I gave no subject matter at the time, is written in Yoni Iskuchag. So let me start off with a point too with Iskuchag, and then maybe we'll develop into what we want to discuss. In the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh of the Chidor, in Ois Reish Ches Tzadi, he writes the following: Acharei Achad, after the Yomim Tovim, Yis'amitz b'Yirat Shemayim, one should strengthen oneself in Yirat Shemayim, v'yilmud Teira Lishma. Starting for today, one should strengthen oneself in Yirat Shemayim and learn Teira Lishma, v'hu simono tova l'chol hashana, and this will be a good simon for the whole year to begin the day with the Teira rain. V'gam tzorich l'harois, and one's also got to show ki kol ma she'oto ba'aseis yimei tshuva, all that what the person did through the aseis yimei tshuva, le'hoya lefonim chas v'shalom, it wasn't just an external show. V'im ato yaski lifka toil, and if now it's all over and we start to be poyre kol and take life easy, v'yisrashil ba'avodas Hashem, that won't be a good omen, it won't be on the contrary, we should do today a simon toiv for the whole year, and we should strengthen ourselves like a mighty warrior and go to Torah mitzvahs ki yad Hashem hatoiv olav, like the hand, the good hand of Hashem is upon us. So it is a very important time to start off with the Torah way. And it's also brought down from the Sefer Moyed L'Chol Chai, from Chai Tlagi, in Sefer Kofay, that Minig HaChassidim HaKadmoinim, it was the custom of Chassidim HaKadmoinim, L'Skadish Atzmom, B'Kedushas Makshava, U'Dibu U'Maisa, to be telling ourselves with Makshava, Dibu and Maisa, in thought and act, from Simchas Torah at Yud Beis Yomim Achayekaz, for the next 12 days especially, Keneged Yud Beis Kodshi Hashana, Keneged the 12 months that are coming along, and he continues and he ends up, V'chol HaShayyaseh Yatzliach, through that, whatever he does, he should be Matzliach, Bein B'Teiras Hashem, whether it's in Torah, Bein B'Matzel Matan, or whether it is in the business world. So, there's a connection, this is Iskuchag, and it's the idea of Iskuchag, and we're starting the year, and we're starting with Sedir Bereishis, and we're starting also with the Matzah and Matan, everybody has to go back to their business, is maybe I'll bring a point that is relevant. The beginning of the Torah is Bereishis, Bara, Elikim. Those are the first three words. And the Balaturim points out that the soft tevei of those three words is the Bereishis, the soft, the Aleph and the Mem. Bereishis Bara Elikim is the word Emes, and he continues that Bara Elikim Es, the end of the word is again Emes. Vayara Elikim Es, soft tevois, once again is Aleph Mem soft Emes. Vayivra Elikim Es Adam, Vayivra Elikim Es, again is Emes. Oh, beginning Roish Devarcha Emes, says the Bala Turim, the importance of Midas Emes. It starts off, the Torah begins with that, it's Merumas, right, through one of the first words of the Torah, the word Emes. Therefore, let me take a subject that is related to it, and related to Masa Matan, and related to all our activity. And that is, there's a Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Gimel Omid Beis. Sheleach Odom Yerech Lenochli Shegid Abnoshe Besaycha. Meaning like this, we can't eat, we're not allowed to eat, the gid anosha, the sciatic nerve, yeah, in the thigh of an animal, we're not allowed to eat. We could send to a guy a whole, like a mod, like a whole thigh, with the gid anosha still inside it, because it is recognizable that the sciatic nerve was not removed. To remove it is a very difficult job, you have to purge it, and you have to have an expert to do it, and you're allowed to send it to a guy. And the Gemara says the following: on this Mishnah. You know, you send this to a guy when the thigh is complete. A whole thigh of an animal you can send to the guy. A cut up thigh, you're not allowed to send to the guy. And the Gemara offers various reasons, which we won't get into all but one, that is today's subject matter. It says, Iboyeseima, you know why you can't send it to a guy, a cut up thigh? Mishum tigidonivle ladate. We are stealing his mind. And the guy explains, why are we stealing his mind? Because the Ivikechovim Pisova, the guy imagines, Pushe Yisrael Zeoyavai. This Yisrael is a real good friend of mine. This Jew is a real good friend of mine. Shetikna v'torachba. He bothered himself and has worked on it. Literally, Gidal, to remove this sciatic nerve. Achenius asked when he was going to use it for himself because he's not allowed to eat it. And after all that effort, he goes, Agachnosnalayan, and he's giving it to me. So the guy imagines, well, this heat must be really timed. And he's setting me up this, and he imagines it's been taken away, when really he can't tell because this is cut up and it's not a whole thigh. You can't really tell him, is there. So the guy will have imagined that you've sent him something you've bothered with when you haven't bothered at all. And therefore you're being going of dash, you're stealing his mind. And the Gemara continues that to Omar Shmuel said, Otsu lignoiv das abrius. It is also to steal the mind of any person, vafilu date shel oivid kechovim. Even that of a guy is also to steal it. And therefore you can't send it to the guy. The Gemara gives a couple of examples of this din of going of das abrius, and in a minute we need it, we'll see what the source for it should be. But let me go through one or two examples. It says the following, like Shmuel have over the Mavra. Shmuel had to cross a river and he had to take a ferry to go across, and he had to pay for the ferry. So Omar Eile Shami, he said to his Gabba Shamus, Paisei the Mavure, go and compensate the driver of the ferry. Paisei, and he did so. The Ikbib, Shmuel was annoyed, and he says to the Gemara, my Tama, explains Abaya, because the Shamus, gave this guy who was driving the ferry a Taranagailus, and he imagined it was a kosher Taranagailus. And really it was treifa, there's something wrong with it. However, you're fooling the guy by paying that. And Shmuel was particular that you paid the guy with something that he imagined was better than it is. He imagined it was a kosher one, and it's not a kosher one. That is one of the examples, very interesting, then, even fooling a guy. And then the Gemara continues with some other cases. Hayar of Meir Reimer, the Tanner of Meir used to say, one shouldn't go and invite a person to dine with him, invite him for a meal, and he knows that he knows jolly well that he's not going to come. Inviting him when you know he's not going to come, which, you know, something very, setting out with those who made sin, because we all know they send out invitations, and yeah, okay, and you can't do that. That's going to die to breathe. You shouldn't offer somebody a present. I want to give you something, and you know this person always declines the offer and doesn't accept presents. You shouldn't give it to him. And various other cases it brings there. He is opening specially a barrel of wine. Imagine you're opening an expensive barrel of wine just for him, but really it's not really because of him. Yeah, because you've sold it on or whatever, and you're going to give it to somebody else. And you imagine, so there is a din of Isser of Gain of Das Habrius. The Gemara then brings that Ula Ikla Labei Rav Yehuda. Ula came along to the house of Rav Yehuda. He was a guest of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Posek Leichovi Ais Hamachua Ais Lechavadi. And he opened up a new barrel of wine that really he had sold on and was going to just pass it on to the customer who had bought it. But he opened it to him, but he told him, I didn't do it because of you, and it's mutter. He explained that I didn't really open this barrel of wine just because of you. Or Eboy Seima, which is important, Ula Shani Ula the Chaviv Leila Rav Yehuda, Ulla was so chaviv to Rav Yehuda, such a close friendship, that even if he had not sold it on, and it would have been, and Ulla would have come along, he would have opened it specially for him, then you don't need to say, well, in any case, I had done so. But in any case, you would have done it for that person, there is a different matter. So we've got different cases of Goyin of Da'asa. We have different examples in the Gemara where one shouldn't do it, and even more, there's another case. Tanu Rabbanan, a Braisa. Layimkei Odom Lechaveiroi, a person shouldn't sell to his cover, Sandal Shel Meisa, Biklau Shel Chai Eshkuta. Interesting thing. A shoe made out of leather. And the person who's buying it imagines that it is leather of an animal that you slaughtered. Check to the animal. But really, no, the leather is of an animal that died. You cannot sell it to him. So Rashi explains what is going on here. Rashi explains the leather is, it's a better leather if you had to check the animal than if it died. If it died, it was somebody who died through weakness or through illness. And therefore, not only the body is weak, the leather is a slightly weaker leather. And if it's a weaker leather, you're not giving him the same product. So you can't sell him and say, this is leather of a shkuta, when it is leather of a meisa. Now, we'll say that's proper gedeva, if it's a better leather, weaker leather. So the Bach in Shulchan Aruch already, on the Torah already explains, you're not only charging, you are charging him for the price of a meisa, for the weaker leather. But he imagines, it is a better leather, it is the leather of a shkuta, and not a leather of a mitzvah. They're not overcharging at all. But the very fact that you're making him imagine things that are not there, that is called Goyin of Da'as Abrius, and Goyin of Da'as Abrius is Asa. That is Asa. So we got these various cases. And there's one more case that I would like to tell you, and that is the end of the Gemara. The Gemara brings another story. Mazutra, the son of Rav Nachman, was traveling from a place called Sichro to Bein Mechuza. So Mazutra was going along, traveling from one place to the other. Ugova Rav Safra, it happened to be that Ugova Rav Safra was traveling towards Sichro. He was traveling from Sichro, they were towards Sichro. Pogu Adodi, they met each other on the road. Is who saw Rav Nachman imagined? Up in the car, woo, they're coming to greet me. They come all the way on the road to greet me. That is Rav Nachman imagined. And he was very happy about it. Amalu, so he said to them, Lamuru Rabbanan Mitzkucha, Vasa Kodai, nothing, come and meet me and greet me and bother yourselves so much to come out on the street to welcome me. Why do you come all the way to welcome me? Amalu Yosafra, so Yosafra responded, and none they have Yadin the Kaatima, we never knew that you were coming at all. We didn't know. Have a Tachinah to pay. Maybe we'd have bothered ourselves even more. But we didn't really come because of you. So Amalei Rava, so Rava said, my son Ramos Beyochi, why didn't you just say that? The Christian said, Deladate, you've upset him. He imagined to come to welcome him. Hey, Adar, Shane is Shalom. Hey, he's not telling you that I didn't really come to welcome him. Why did you say that? Oh, my lady, welcome back here, Lou. What do you want? We're fooling him. It's going to Da'as Abrius. We let him imagine that we come to greet him when we haven't come to greet him. Welcome back here, Lou. We can't do that. Oh, my lady, he said, no. Eel the Kamata Nafshe. There is no going to Da'as Abrius. He's fooling himself. Nobody asked him to imagine that. Nobody asked him to tell himself that. He fooled himself. We are not responsible, and it wasn't necessary for you to tell him that he didn't need to do so. So we come across here various cases of Goyin of Da'as Abrius. And as the Gemara said, even Da'as Abrius about joy, it's also to be Goyin of Da'as and give him a false impression, as we saw with the Erech. Now, why should there be that Issa, and what does that Issa come from? Is it a Deraisa? Is it a Derabonon? How do we act? And this is the fact that we invite people. We invite people. And we know he's being invited, he can't come. Send out the invitations, and you put a dinner card. Oh, you send somebody a present. Where are the halachas? What are we allowed to do? What are we not allowed to do? It's like this. The ritzvah in Chulin, very often not, the ritzvah says, Isser genevas dadei shel eina yehudi the Israel Geneva Zas of a non-Jew, God's through Katastri Aboisei B'Shem Bali Teisvus, Shu Israel Teira, it's also Mina Teira. And if you look in the Yereim, say Mitzvah, Mitzvah, the Yereim, and in the Smag, Leita Seh Kufnun Hei, they say it's an Israel Teira. Where is the Israel Teira? Shu Israel Teira, the Naskalon, we learn it out, from the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Midiksiv, Loi Signoivu, Veloi Seshachachu, Veloi Seshachu Ishba Misoi. That Loi Signoivu is referring to Geneva's Das. It continues the Ritva, because Geneva's Das. I the Torah, we don't find the word Geneva, meaning just the Das of a person. Geneva means gathering money. So he says, no. He says, as we find, how can Geneva stab on Geneva's Das? We find the word Geneva slave by Yaakov Avinu. Lovan said to Yaakov Avinu, Ma osiso, what did you do? Batignot es benoisai, kishvuas, batignot es levovi, have you got out of my heart? Batinai es benoisai, kishvuya is chagas. And there it says, batignot es levovi, specifically es levovi. And if you look at Targum Yavisim and Uziel, he says, Ganavto dati. Es levovi, we ganavto dati. Stam ganavto doesn't mean ganavto dati. Says the mitzvah. And that's what the other Rishonim say. Loi Signoivu in Parshas Kedoshim refers also to Geneva's Das, even though normally not. And it's allowed the erase the beginning of Das. I, says the Yitzvah, you'll ask me, it says, Loi Signoivu, Veloi Sechashachu, Veloi Sechashachu, Ish, Ba'amisoi, a man to his friend, which will only be one Jew to another. Ish, Ba'amisoi. See, if you look at the passage carefully, the Yitzvah, he says, Loi Signoivu, Esnachto. Loi Seshakub, Loi Seshakub is Ishba Misoi. But the Loi Signoivu refers to everybody. The Ishba Misoi only refers to the latter part of the Pasuk. And therefore, the Israelim learn there is an Issa Deraisa and an Issa Deraisa even on Geneva's Das of a Goy. Other Israelim, which includes the Smack, and the Bakin Klesh Mishpat learns like that, various others say that it is only an Issa de Rabbanan. But it's still an element of Geneva, an Issa de Rabbanan with an element of Geneva to it. Rebbe Akiva Eger asks the Kasha. Rebbe Akiva Eger asks the Kasha, that how can it be that we got all these cases of Geneva's Das and even of a Goy is Asa, when we know, the Gemara and Baba Kama, Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, that Tois Akum is Mutter. Why is Tois Akum not included in Geneva Zah? And Tois Akum, the Gemara brings there a story where Shmuel bought from a guy some bowls, and the guy thought it was copper, and he was selling copper, and it was really gold bowls, and he didn't have to tell him anything. And not only that, he didn't even give him the full amount of money. He gave him Dalet Zuzah instead of hay, and he left it so the guy to count up. But if the guy was saving his hay, but if the house is, he leave it. And if Toi Sakum is Mutter, how can it be that Geneva Star Sakum should be also? And maybe this is Toi, or it's a Derabonim. And that is Ibki Vega's Kasha. And maybe we can explain, and we can answer that Kasha. But let me just add, we just now learned from some Rishonim that either it's an Issa Deraisa or it's an Issa Derabonon of Geneva. And it's a Geneva de Karalocha. In the Rambam, it seems to be that he understood this halacha totally different. It's not a halacha of Geneva. Can I please read out a Rambam? In the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, it's not in Mechira, it's not in Hilchos Geneva, but it's Hilchos Deis of the Rambam. Where the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Osu le'odom lehanig atzmoi v'divrei chalokais upitri. It is forbidden for a man to act in a way of sleekness and enticement. V'loisia achas b'peh v'achas b'leiv. None of us should be saying one thing and meaning another. Elotoichoi kebaroi. Rather, his internal thought and his external actions should be one and the same. We should believe who Adama should prepare should be all one and the same. We shouldn't be saying one thing means something else. Continues that same Rambam, v'oso ligrev da'as abiyais, it's also to steal the mind, to deceive people, afilu da'as agoy, even da'as of the goy, keitzad, and he continues, lo yimke the goy boss on the veila, don't sell him the veila when it's really, don't sell, when he says shkuto, or lo yimano shomesos, a shoe of a dead animal, v'moki yimano shoshkuto, instead of a slaughtered animal. Don't invite a person when you know he won't eat. Yes? And he continues, even one word of enticement, it is also. Truth should be told, and not be going of das abir. Is the Rambam seems to learn something like a Geneva? It's nothing like a Geneva. It's the honesty of a person. Now, it's not a Geneva de Kaloch, it's Hilchus Deus. It is a person must be honest. If we're going to cheat, not cheat, I mean, we're going to steal the mind of a person, act in such a way, then we are being dishonest. And we can't do any act that is dishonesty because we need sefas emes v'nev toy and not like that. And if we look at the Rabbeinu Yoino, which everybody's just been learning over Elul, in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, in Ois Kuf Pei Dalad, he says the same. Nishemases chaveyoi. Somebody who misleads his cover. Leima ki otta him a taiva. It had if he listened his favor. I did a taiva all of, oh, you know, I put a good word in for you. Put a good word in. Veloi otta, and he didn't do it. And then it says in the Gemara in Chulin, also lignoiv das abiyas afilu das agoy. It's also lignoiv das abiyas afilu das agoy. Vine achit zeh, continues the Shari Tshuva, this sin, chomor eitzel kach beisol. It's a very severe sin. Yoisol mi gezel agoy. More than stealing from the goy. The non-truth is a great sin. And we are obligated to have the gedolim of emes, that is the foundation of the nefesh. So for Mishari Tshuva, I think the Rambam is the same, that the Issa Geneva's dad is not a Issa Geneva, it is for the person in his own right, for the person's very self-being. Don't say the non-truth. Don't mislead, because you're spoiling the aside of his own nefesh. So coming back to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, Akiva Eger asks, if it's toy sakum is mutter, then Gereva Das of an Atom should definitely be mutter. Well, if we're going to learn that Gereva's Das of the guy, Gereva's Das, I mean, is an issa of anybody, is an issa because it's just bad training for our own middas. We are ruining our nefesh, and maybe it's no kasha. But in Toi Sarkum, where the guy made the mistake, I did nothing. I've done no choice. I've got no chiyuv to go along and tell the guy this is the situation. But he sold me something, imagining he was selling Article A, he was selling Article B, or imagining he had the right money or not. That may be Toi Sarkum is mutter. But for a person in any way to deceive, for a person to act in such a way where he's fooling or saying shekel, that's an issa, it's for his own nefesh, that is also. So Reb Kivega won't be asking, or no, which is not a problem at all, because Reb Kivega, when he asks Tashas, as the children write in the Adam, he asks, well, to some reshaining, he didn't always specify which. But if we learn it's a geneva dikar locha, is Reb Kivega's Tashas targe kasha? But the emphasis is that, you know, it's strange if Kivega asks for kasha. Why do I say so? Because really, the Rishonim have asked for kasha. The Mordecha asked for kasha. It's brought down even in the Gemara, but it's the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Mem Ches, when it speaks about Geneva's Da, it speaks about Geneva's Atom is awesome, and I'll tell you about the Ganav. Then it says, the Gemara says, Toys akum, like Oisei b'cheshbon, to make him, to be matter him, to fool him in the amount of money, Oilafkiyah v'osei mutter im lekechel lashay, it's mutter to zochel Hashem. But the yeshayim the also that oisai elen tall me atzmai. You may never fool a guy even. Oh, you made a mistake himself. Then and the zochel Hashem, then it is mutter shoy, it's mutter. And that yeshayim is the mazka. Why does the mazka say that? Because the mazka asks the kasha. He says, how can it be that geneva's das atum is also a toy tagin is mutter? So it must be no. It's only when the guy does it on his own. And he didn't fool him at all. But you can't act as his sort. So keeping his kasha is behemoth already the modka's kasha. If he doesn't quote at all. Okay. But maybe he's asking all of the other shitters. Those who hold that toy tagim is mutter even when you're active. So how can it be that there's no isaganev of toy tagim giving him too little money and let him count it up and tell him relying on him? That is mutter, and yet Geneva's Akum, Geneva's Das Akum is also. Now I think that maybe, because Geneva's Das is a bigger Issa Geneva than that. Because let me read out, please, a Rashi. Rashi says in Chulin, when you send him this thigh that's cut up, and the guy imagines that you've taken out the Giranosha. Says Rashi, the guy thinks she is all there. Ooh, this Jew loves me a lot. The Torah bar little gidda, and he's but the bother little gidda at sheniris the atzmoi. The Arik got out of that not the way, and then he gave it to me. The who lay not lay. Unimso machzik lay toiva chinam. Nimso machzik lay toiva. As she explained, and a few times through the sugya. You know what the Issa Geneva's Das is? I'm stealing his mind. He becomes indebted to me. When a person imagines you've done him a favor, you imagine I've done you a favor, and I haven't done it, he feels very indebted. He done me such a favor. I must do something back. He feels a debt of gratitude. So you're not stealing his momoin when you're going to Das a person. You're stealing his very being. You're making the person feel meshuvah to you. He's got a debt of gratitude. He owes you of his very self. That is how Rashi explains in Issa Geneva's Das. So maybe this Issa Geneva's Das is more severe than the Issa Geneva's momoin of a guy. In Geneva's momoin, a toy sakum, I take away his money. Okay, but not taking the person, but where you're fooling a person, they are taking the very person away. That is more severe, and therefore those who show you that even Geneva's Das Akum is also, because you do something worse, you're stealing the person, not just the money of the person. So under the Rambam, it's definitely no kasha, according to Shaili Tshuva. According to, even if you enter the neighbor, the Kalaka, and even if it's a Leisig Neivu, but this Leisig Neivu is a Leisig Neivu of the person, not just a Leisig Neivu of Mammon, and that would be applicable even to a guy. But in order to get a bit in the Halacha, the Meister of it, we have here, we've seen, if you take the Gemara, let's put it down very simply, we've got three different categories. You've got a category where you do a transaction in which the recipient, believes that he's receiving some greater benefit than he actually is. That was the one case. Offering, inviting, when one knows the offer will be declined. And the appearance of doing something on behalf of another person that was really, he was doing it for himself. And in each one we had its limitations. Now, concerning inviting, let me maybe just mention that. We invite a person, and we know he's not going to come. And we're not allowed to do that. So, the Prisha, Smart, they're all Madaik, Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Gemara, that the lotion of the Gemara of inviting is that al yisahiv adam. It doesn't say al yavakish, yisahiv. And they explain it means like this, to beg a person to come. Obviously, they say the halacha is that to invite a person to come, you know he's not going to come, you know he's already invited. He's busy that evening, or asking for Shabbos meal, you know he's already invited. Now, if it's a situation that if you wouldn't invite him, it's true you don't really care for him. You walk past, you don't invite the person. So you're inviting him, even though he knows he's not going to come, but to show you do care and it's concerned, then otherwise that person will be upset, then it is mutter to do so. On the contrary, one should do so. And so he says, to ask once or twice, it's mutter. But yisayah means to beg, please, you do me such a favor, I'd be so happy if you'd attend the kasuv. Yeah, I'd be so pleased about it. But if you don't really mean it, that is awesome. But where it is decency, or just to make the person feel comfortable, there it is mutter. A bigger cooler case, we need one. In Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says, it is only also, if your whole invitation is only because you know he won't come. But if you know he's coming, you wouldn't invite him, that would be also. But, it's only, but you'd invite him, but you don't know he won't come, you don't mind if you know him, but you don't know, that would also be mutter. That would make it a bit easier if we need a bigger cooler. But in Shulchan Aruch itself, it's not mashmalite. Like okay, there, yeah, and let me just conclude that the cloud, the Moshe Feinstein has a couple of tshuvas of any Moshe saying that more pupils than they have in order to get bigger grants, or for people to somehow get the answers and exams, and otherwise, or all go to Gnei V'Zas, but it's also applicable by going and eat, exactly which we'd have to look oneself.